York Region Public Health is investigating a confirmed case of measles that represents the fourth known case in Ontario. Public Health confirmed the case as a man in his 30s who has not traveled recently or had known contact with another measles case. The Public Health Unit is reaching out to known contacts who may have been exposed, with additional exposure locations under investigation. Measles is a highly contagious viral infection that spreads very easily through airborne transmission, Public Health said in a February 29 news release. The measles virus can live in the air or on surfaces for up to 2 hours. Infants under 1 year of age, pregnant individuals and those who have a weakened immune system are at increased risk of severe complications, including encephalitis, inflammation of the brain, and death. Widespread vaccination eliminated measles in Canada and many parts of the world in 1998. But sporadic cases have appeared and there has been an uptick recently, with 3 other cases in Ontario. Europe has also experienced an outbreak of measles with more than 40,000 cases. Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Kieran Moore, sent a memo last week warning public health officials in the province to prepare for possible measles outbreaks given the dramatic rise in cases in other parts of the world, including Europe. At the time, there were 4 cases in Canada, including 1 each in Toronto and Peel. Anyone traveling abroad should confirm that they have 2 doses of the measles vaccine, York Region Public Health said. Public Health said there may have been exposures at the following locations: Melt N Dip Restaurant, 1018 Eglinton Avenue E No. 4, Mississauga on Saturday, February 24 from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Mackenzie Health Cortellucci Vaughan Hospital, Main Waiting Area Emergency Department, 3200 Major Mackenzie Dr. W on Monday, February 26 from 2:40 to 4:55 p.m. Velour Medical Clinic, 10395 Weston Road, Woodbridge on Monday, February 26 from 12:10 to 5:30 p.m. Anyone who may have been exposed at these locations should confirm they have 2 doses of measles vaccine, Public Health said. If you were present, and with an infant 6 months of age or are immunocompromised, you are asked to call York Region Public Health immediately for possible preventive treatment. Symptoms of measles start 7 to 21 days after exposure and can include high fever, cough, runny nose, red, watery eyes, and a red hash that typically begins on the head and neck and then spreads downward. Measles is typically covered in childhood vaccinations, grouped into measles mumps rubella, MMR, or measles mumps rubella varicella, MMRV, vaccines according to Health Canada. The first dose is administered between 12 and 15 months of age, with the second dose anytime after but no later than school entry. Medical Officer of Health Dr. Barry Pakes said measles vaccine coverage has dropped globally after the pandemic. In Canada, there are concerns of potentially lower vaccination rates in the community than before the pandemic, due to delays in routine care during the COVID-19 pandemic. This would make our communities more vulnerable to outbreaks should measles be introduced from other places worldwide, Pakes said. York Region has worked to do a catch-up on routine childhood and youth vaccinations, which are mandated for children age 7 to 17 under the Immunization Student Pupils Act and covers 9 diseases, including measles. Of the 163,530 students in York Region, 75% have reported their vaccines to Public Health and confirmed their compliant status. Pakes said some students are vaccinated but have not yet submitted their information, so the 75% figure is likely an underestimate. Vaccination is the best protection against measles, Pakes said. MMR vaccines are safe and provide long-lasting protection. 2 doses are approximately 97% effective at preventing measles infection, Pakes added. Public Health encourages all residents born on or after 1970 to check their immunizations and get 2 doses of measles vaccinations if they have not been previously vaccinated. Parents should similarly do the same for their children, Public Health said. Residents with questions about immunization status, or who get vaccinated, can speak to their healthcare provider. More information is available at york.ca/getimmunized.